According to a recent report in the Green Bay Press Gazette, heroin deaths in Wisconsin doubled between 2010 and 2012, and heroin arrests jumped from 375 to 671 in the same period. The new initiative will include a public awareness campaign and $125,000 in grant money available in chunks of $25,000 for county law enforcement agencies to use to design a multidisciplinary approach to fight what many see as an epidemic. Speaking on Joy Cardine's show this week, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said the goal is to create some pilot projects that can be duplicated and expanded.
So we're trying to test the waters and find different ways that we can hopefully reduce the abuse of heroin. We found that the multidisciplinary approach, where everybody's kind of operating on the same page, has been the most successful.
A prosecutor who works for the Dane County Drug Court agrees solving the heroin problem requires the combined efforts of law enforcement, the courts, and drug treatment providers. Ken Farmer says the biggest need is for money to fund more programs that offer alternative drug therapies for addicts to help them kick the heroin habit.
Critical with respect to the money is the use of that money to fund Suboxone and methadone treatment programs. That is the way in which you're going to succeed with these individuals.
The DOJ's new grant program calls for strong cooperation between government and private sector agencies in reducing heroin use and the crime that addicts commit to support their addiction. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.